Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
And that's what the Word of God is for, 2 Timothy 3:16, where, you know, it's breathed out by God, as you mentioned, but Justin, it's profitable for reproof, for correction, right? That the Word of God reads me as I'm reading it. And I even think you're talking about the path of life and the issues of life spring from the heart. You're right, Keith, words matter. Words hurt. I don't know who ever lied to us growing up that said sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt. I want the sticks and stones. You know, words hurt, and you're right. Words matter, and they reveal the heart. But I think you're right on this. Obviously, that the I don't know if I've looked at it this way. I've known this, but you put it in a clear phrase for us to listen to this morning about the first person to lead is ourselves. And you're right. I do a lot of counseling. It's one of the, other than preaching, it's probably the main thing I do, is every day somebody reaches out because people are hurting. People have issues in their life, right? I just met with a guy recently that has some issues in his personal life, some issues with a girlfriend. They've had kids together, not married. And his number one response was, how can I fix this? What can I do? You know, they're separated right now. He's having some issues personally. And I just told him, I said, the best thing you can do right now is nothing. You know, wait on the Lord. This is a time where you and the Lord get right, where you need to get right with the Lord. And but what I was trying to tell him in that sense was, lead yourself first. You need to be on the right path before you try to get others on this right path, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, going back, you know, just thinking about the, you know, Proverbs 21:23, going back to what we say, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You know, there's so much, you know, and I think in the American culture we live in, we think we can say anything. Well, Scripture really shuts our mouth if we're to be honest. And I think as we look at Scripture, we probably are not as free as we think we are, but at the same time, we're more free than we ever thought we were. And God gives us those protections as we follow Him. Yeah. Another verse I want to just mention too, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So may my heart not get in the way, may my mouth not get in the way in the direction God wants to lead me on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So there's a lot at play here that I think we as leaders don't understand. It goes back to our personal, you know, the powerful authority that God is in Himself. And then at the same time, our response to Him as Almighty God. And then hopefully we are able to lead others from what He's doing in our own life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the way that can play for men, especially my experience in working with men and pastoring men, and then my own heart, is He says in verse 24 in chapter 4, put perverse lips far from you. Paul would say, y'all help me out here. I'm off the top of my head here, and I think it's in Ephesians maybe. I know it's Paul, right? It's got to be. It's a safe bet to say Paul said it. He wrote most of the New Testament. But to say that he said, put coarse joking behind you. Mm. I think one of the things that men struggle with, that I've struggled with, is just jokes that are off color, right? Of comments that are off color. And part of that guarding our own heart and keeping our own heart and watching it is not even have perverse talk come out of our mouth either, because that leads men down the wrong path as well. Men don't need much of a comment or two to let their imaginations run wild on some things.
Yeah, what we say sometimes gives them permission to walk out in a path of unrighteousness and not even realizing it ourselves. So
yeah,
whether we're, you know, in a conversation with somebody we're trying to pour into, to maybe in a group of guys in a setting after church or whatever, I think we just really need to be sensitive to who we are as men and where we are, because we are to set a standard of righteousness that honors God. And I've known people to get up and walk out of a room because of what the conversation turns to or lends itself to. And to me, when I see that happen or have been around of knowing that that has happened to me, that's a great sign of leadership. In other words, he's saying, I'm gonna take a different path than the one y'all are on. I'm gonna get away from trouble right here, and I'm gonna get out of here, and run from it.
I think the Proverbs also what is cautioning men against, and this is no joking matter, and it's very serious. And I think every man would agree with the problem of lust in his heart. It seems like, and we know Solomon's history with adultery and with women, and even some of David's history with that as well. It seems like Keith and Justin in Proverbs 4, especially part of the, not only with the lips, but part of the caution here is against what your eyes see, what your eyes look at. So what are some, if men are going to, you know, avoid this adulterous woman, as he talks about, and avoid this this path, what are some boundaries that men can take to protect their heart so their marriage and their life and their integrity and their character is not compromised? Just speak of some boundaries real quick. Get very practical on this side of things.
I think for some, you got to know what the triggers are. And, you know, for a lot of men, it's the physical, the phone, you know, what we see on the phone or what we look at on the phone, or even out in life, you know, try to teach my sons to balance your eyes and keep your eyes, look straight ahead. You know, the scripture of Proverbs talks, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Job said, I've made a covenant with my eye that I would not look upon a woman. So, you know, all those things we're doing, we're just trying to, you know, trying to win, you know, we're trying to be on the right path, and people are following us hopefully. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I do believe that if our focus is on honoring and magnifying Jesus, and we have that kind of direction in our life, we want to have a vision. We want to pursue that vision. And then some of the stuff will keep our, you know, keep our eyes where they need to be, in terms of practical things. And we practice. I don't like being in a room by myself with another female.
That's right.
I just think there's wisdom in that. And I think my wife and I have made a long standing decision when we first got married that I'm not going to go somewhere by myself with another woman. It's just, to me, there's no wisdom there, and the world's going to make fun of that, but I could care less. I'm not on That's their right. path. I'm on a different path, and I want to honor Jesus. Yeah. And I'm sure most every man here does not want to fall immorally. And what happens is we find ourselves in these dangerous areas because we compromise an area of protection or a guardrail that we need to put up.
Yeah, I always think about, you know, Proverbs 25:28 says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. And, you know, it's just foolish to not have boundaries, to have lines, you know, that we've drawn clearly. I think we do a better job protecting our homes physically, you know, from intruders than we do our own hearts. You know, I've got very surefire ways to keep my home safe. And most American men do. but do we take that same kind of precaution when it comes to guarding our hearts?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And he says, with all diligence.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a halfway thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He says, keep your eyes straight ahead. Right. In verse 24, let your eyes look straight ahead. I don't run a lot. It actually hurts more now than it used to. I try to walk a lot, but I know this about running. If you look to the left or look to the right or look behind you, you're likely to trip up, right?
Yeah.
And you said something in this 10 lessons on biblical masculinity, Keith. You talk about focus, and you said anything that distracts us from the cross of Christ and the gospel must be ruled out, right? And that's keeping this controlled eye. Especially what we're looking at, what we're seeing. And I think practically for some men, it's just giving up their phones for a while. I mean, I counseled a guy years ago that was addicted to pornography, and a lot of men are. It's a big issue that men don't like to come up with and or admit to, but the main way he was doing it was through his phone. And I think this is what Jesus means by, if your right arm calls you to sin, cut it off. If your right eye calls you to sin, pluck it out. Like what sacrifice, how what length do we go to root out sin in our life that would ultimately kill us, right? Because he says it's better for you to go into heaven maimed than go into hell with your full body. And and so part of that sacrifice is, man, you got to give up your phone for a while. Oh, I don't want to do that. So this right arm's got to be cut off. And it was so impractical for him to go to a flip phone, which we used to be all right with, right? For a time period to where the Lord broke that addiction from him, where now he can, he's freed from that. But the practical side of it, there's some things we got to give up, some places that we can't go, some situations that we can't put ourselves in. We just can't do it, you know?
Yeah, I think there's, offensive strategies too that go along with that. We always think about the defensive side of it, but I've got weapons at home that help protect my home. But, do we always utilize the offensive weapons that God's given us, to protect us? I think about Bible study, but I think Bible memorization is kind of falling off. It's like, it's like it's not important anymore or something. I don't know what it is.
And you can't meditate on it if you don't know it. So you can't find ways of practical ways to do this to stay ahead of where God wants you to be.
Is it the psalmist that says, hide the word in your heart that you will not sin against him?
Yeah. Psalm 119:11.
Yeah. The spirit's got to have something to pull from.
Yeah.
When the temptation comes and temptation's not a sin. Jesus was tempted in all ways we are, yet without sin. But it's what we do with that temptation. That's a sin. And I think it's dumb to say, I have a lust problem and, I'm desiring to cheat on my spouse, but I'm going to go to clubs and bars and say, Lord, free me from this temptation. I think the spirit's going to say, get out of there. Don't even go, So it goes back, I think, to where we started as we wrap up today, a man in his path. Before those compromises ever happen, is happening in the private life and his private matter. So he's got to keep his heart with all diligence. And nobody wants to ruin their lives, right? I don't think anybody goes to the marriage altar and says, I think I want to have an affair one day and ruin my life.
Yeah.
But as he's slow, I think it was it Casting Crowns that had that song, it's a slow fade when you give your life away. So to help men win in that area, just real quick, Keith, what are some ways for these men to get connected and some resources that would help them on their path?
Yeah, obviously we got the podcast we're trying to do every time, every week. And the other thing will be just our events, What's the Stake Nights, and just getting guys on the right path. I mean, when you look at a study like this, a man on his path from the scriptures, you're trying to be obedient. And I think just being real, really, really future, or at least terms of getting to the future, is that we have a sense of future about us, and not just ourselves personally, where we want to be at, but where are we taking to others? What's the future going to look like? And that's why a man in this path is so important. So if we can help you in any way, follow Jesus and honor him in every way, every step you take, and the path that you're on with others, there's a privilege of running the race together with other men, and that's what Real Momentum is all about, a brotherhood, a cheering, an encouragement, an equipping to really go get it done.
Yeah. Men, we encourage you to be the man that God has called you to be on this path that God has called you to be on. It leads to life, according to Proverbs. It leads to blessing.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.